Thousands of Palestinians gathered in the centre of Al Manara Square in Ramallah to support Palestinian Authority Mahmoud Abbas meeting with the President of the United States, Barack Obama. The demonstrators, who are mainly members of the ruling Fatah Party, waved Palestinian flags and chanted nationalist songs and slogans.
We are here to support Mr. President against all who are seeking to fight him. So we are with him. We are saying to him that we are with you. And we hope that he will get the victory, inshallah.
We send a huge message to the world. We require our rights, our national rights, and we will not give them up. We also have a message for occupying Israel. You will not succeed in continuing occupation of our land.
There is currently a counter-movement that expresses doubt on the so-called negotiations, with faction parties such as Hamas not attending the support demonstrations.
I think the negotiations between Israel and Palestinian Authority is not successful because the Israeli side is not taking it seriously. In fact, they are moving in the opposite direction.
Ahead of Abbas engaging in talks with Obama, Israeli figures called upon the Palestinian Authority to recognize Israel as a Jewish state in return for the Palestinians gaining statehood. However, Abbas has vociferously opposed such recognition, stating this negates the rights of Palestinians, Arabs, Muslims and Christians living inside the 1948 Palestinian territories. Abbas will now seek a framework deal brokered by the US, which would include a total cease of settlement expansion and to call for Jerusalem al-Quds to be the future capital of the state of Palestine.
Abbas's visit to the US has divided public opinion, with many people in this demonstration believing this could lead to a two-state solution, whereas others believing it's doomed to fail while Israel continued to expand settlements. Nelburn for Press TV, occupied Ramallah.